For the next month, Berner Botanical Gardens in Milwaukee's Whitnall Park is taking on an exotic look. The visiting display is called China Lights, and it covers 8 acres of the gardens with colorful lotus fairies and pandas. At night, the display lights up. WUWM's Susan Bentz visited Berner as workers were adding the final touches and giving a few visitors a sneak peek. Susan met two people instrumental to the spectacle.
The welcome gates pull you through a world lined with peach trees. Just ahead, flowers sparkle in a sunken garden, and you've barely seen anything, including the 22-foot-tall dragon. Artist Ziming Lua created the show.
First, I classify all the designs, and then I draw on the floor. And then I try to make it a 3D shape of all the lanterns.
And I have to pick the colors.
All of that?
Yeah.
One artist. 就算你自己都做，全都是你自己一个人做的。没有没有，我是就是给他们说怎么做。 I was only the one who decided how to do it, but we have a team of 28 people to help with the whole project.
The crew worked at Berner for a month, welding together metal structures, adding silk covering. Later, they painted in details and then added the lights. The 28-year-old says at the foundation of it all is lantern making, an art he began to learn as a young boy. Later, Loa apprenticed with a master lantern maker in his hometown in southern China.
It's called Zigong, and Zigong is the city where lantern making skills originated and developed and really well preserved. And more than 90% of all the lanterns around the world are produced there.
While mentors nurtured Loa's art, the voice you hear translating belongs to Lue Huan Liu. She knew little of lantern making and, in fact, grew up in a faraway province, but was intrigued when she noticed an ad about a potential trip to the United States.
I happened to see the ad saying Chinese Lantern Festival, and I've never seen this before, so I said yes.
Leo's English-speaking skills proved essential, but the ability to communicate with fellow Chinese was important, too. She and artist Ziming Lua speak two different dialects.
We do. He speaks a dialect that I do not understand. I speak a dialect that he does not understand, but we both speak Mandarin so that we can communicate.
The Chinese team's first stop was Spokane, Washington, where Leo worked behind the scenes. That changed here in Milwaukee, where her responsibilities have multiplied.
Find accommodation for a group of 28 people.
Oh, you're doing
and then,
all of it.
Yes,
you're
and then
translating
we have
setup.
Exactly, and then do grocery shopping for 28 people every day.
So where have you been living here?
We live nearby. There's an apartment nearby, and there's a Boy Scout lodge as well. And we have all the guys over there and all the ladies in one side, and they have to walk 20, 30 minutes every day to come here to walk.
And not banker's hours.
Oh, we started really early every day. For 1 week, we started at 6 a.m. and then finished at 9 p.m. because work was just too much and we had too little time. But now it's better. Yeah. Now we're done.
Leo now appreciates the elements critical to the world of outdoor displays.
We don't have that much wind, so that's very crucial for our setup. It's also very important to find where the power is, so you don't want to place it at somewhere you can't get power. And then you have to redo the work all over again. Yeah.
Artist Ziming Loa says the hours of meticulous attention to detail pays off when he sees children standing open-mouthed as they drink in glowing pandas and the giant dragon.
This will serve as a chance for them to know a little bit about China and Chinese culture, and that will make me really like feeling fulfilling.
Loa and Leo don't have long to serve as cultural ambassadors. They'll soon be off to Columbus, Ohio, to create its version of China Lights. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
China Lights will sparkle throughout the month of October at Milwaukee County's Berner Botanical Gardens.